Okay, with Antarctica, that artifact that was found, you had said on the chat that Bob can access that power. What are some of the ways that he could use?
He has.
Okay.
He goes to non-sleep. Okay, here's what he does. He thinks he's given up TV because he's gotten something better. See, no one leaves good pussy until they have better pussy. You understand? So here's how that works. He gets in there and he stands up in front of the computer and he has the power to go other places. So what it looks like, he's in this fucking coma, sound asleep, but he's really not asleep. He's not even there. And that's why he sleeps the same amount he does always. That hasn't changed at all. But he's like standing like a zombie, like the walking dead. I mean, sometimes he goes to the bathroom like the walking dead. It's so crazy. It's just insanity. He's never taken a shower yet, but he may. I think he left one time in the shower. He took 99 towels to clean the mess up. There was water to kingdom come. Most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your entire life. I mean, it was running everywhere. It was pretty bad. I mean, they had to call the help to kind of just clean up the mess. It was ridiculous. But anyway, he stands up and he's standing there and he lifts out of himself. But he has to leave something. He's so connected to his germ-free, perfect layer or prison, I guess is what you call it, that it's got to be so clean, and the doorknobs can't be touched, and the hands can't be touched, and whatever you're touching can't be touched, and you can't, you know, he's the one that would wash his hands before he touches the commode, not after he touches the commode. It's a kind of a weird ritual thing, but that's the point where he's over that, so he leaves his body, so it'll come back clean, okay, and he's standing there, and he's gone. That's one way he has embraced that power, specifically.
So he travels to other worlds and dimensions at that time?
He does, except for poor Gene. He'll live a long life, but he will never get over that. It's the maddest we've ever been. It's ridiculous.
Gene, okay, yeah, you're talking about the cow? And the.
Yes, of course. It's the favorite part.
Okay, so, but has he always done that?
Walter,
I mean,
doesn't he? No.
He
just started that part. He's becoming. He's becoming, but now don't talk about it because he's already. Blah, blah, blah. But you don't want to get sideways. You've come a long way, baby, just to get this. You're on Friday night, darling, not 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. There's a difference here, you see.
Yes.
So.
Your penance is paid. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So now what happens? You got to ask good questions. So now your good questions. You're smart enough to know to talk about Bob. And now what you've uncovered is something we've not even told Bob, because now you've become that wellspring of knowledge of Bob. Honey, you will run this bitch. You will run this bitch because now you bring out stuff in us about Bob that Bob can't even get out of us. You may go right up the food chain, sugar love. What happens is when he goes to the other places, that's how he's become more mellow, more easy. Some of the cares of life are sort of straightened out. The things that he is not able to accomplish in this realm and world, the mise en place that we speak about all day, every day to death, he can go other places and do.
Oh, very good. So this is a new, this is something new related to this artifact. Is that correct?
Yes, in power.
Okay. And should I not ask any more questions about that?
No, you're fine. You're fine. Just wait. We got to tell him what this thing is because he didn't even know what you're talking about. This is the source of Bob's power. Email, that's the topic. We're talking about the source of Bob's power.